Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name's Patricia King. I'm glad that you've joined us on today's program. We're talking on the subject of supernatural healing, and we have Sid Roth with us. And Sid, you have authored a book called Supernatural Healing. Right. It's a fantastic book. It's full of testimony, teaching. And when you finish reading this book, you have a spirit of faith. It's just like there's so much faith in this book. It's just awesome.
Well, you know, one of the reasons that there's so much faith in it is for 35 years on radio and then television, I've been interviewing people that have had physical healings. And what I decided to do was to take the best over the last 35 years of physical healings, the most verified of physical healings, explain how these people got healed. Then as you read how each one was healed, God works in different ways with different people. Sometimes it's a sovereign miracle. Sometimes it's a gradual healing. Yeah. Sometimes it's standing on the word of God and fighting all the demons in hell till you persevere to have your victory. Sometimes it's just a knowing, a supernatural faith, and God says you're healed, and it doesn't matter what's happening on the outside.
Right.
You know that you're healed. And I felt that if we could put these best ones in a book, explain how each one received their healing, and then put the keys of how they got healed at the end of each chapter, someone's faith would go fuller and fuller and fuller, and then manifestation.
Well, you've accomplished that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you've definitely accomplished that, and I highly recommend this book to you. In fact, if you have not read it, again, this is one that you need in your library, because there's documentation in this, there's teaching, there's impartation, your faith will be stirred, and there's just so many different ways that God heals, and they're outlined in that book, and it's definitely one that people should have in their library. Sid, I was meditating on the scripture this morning in Psalm 103, and David wrote this psalm, and he said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits." And then he lists the benefits, and he says, "Who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases." Wow. And so, and I know that you believe this and write on this, but salvation and healing are part of the same package in our covenant package, aren't they?
In fact, in Isaiah 53, when the ancient rabbis read that, they called this one, which it was written 800 years before Jesus came to earth, perfect description of Jesus. They called this one the leprous Messiah because all the diseases were upon him. So the ancient rabbis saw that it was not only forgiveness of sin, but they saw it was this one would bear all of our sicknesses and pains.
It is so awesome when, you know, you come to an understanding of knowing that we have him within us with the benefit of having cleansing from all of our sin and healing for all of our diseases. And sickness and disease, you know, there's different ailments in that, but diseases sometimes can even be the things that give us dis-ease. So it could be a physical infirmity, but also emotional infirmity or stress or that too. And he just gives us this benefit of being healed from it all, no matter what it is. Now, in your book, there's, some outrageous testimonies.
There really are, but I'm hearing some words of knowledge right
now.
Are you? And what I'm hearing is people that have arthritis in their fingers, if you will move your fingers right now, I'm hearing a crack. It's just the noise of a crack because backs and necks are being healed right now. And that kind of reminds me of one of the testimonies in this book, one of your favorites, Jan Aldridge.
Right.
She was a woman that was born with a deformed tongue.
Yeah.
It was 2.5 to 3 times larger than a normal tongue. And so she would walk around with her tongue hanging out, or she would have to literally roll it up, put it in her mouth. Beautiful woman, but and so when she reached her teenage years, she had enough. And so she was, the only thing medical science could do was to cut the tongue out, but she'd never be able to talk again her whole life.
Right.
But she was willing to do it because she felt like a freak.
Right.
And so she was all set to do that surgery, and she heard from God. She heard and knew that she was going to be healed. So she canceled the surgery. Her parents couldn't understand it. No one could understand. She just knew that she knew that she knew that she was going to be healed.
Yeah.
And then one day, and it didn't happen immediately, but one day at a service, her tongue started getting hot. And she, it's a funny story. She actually could feel her tongue shrinking in her mouth. It was a, you know, it was almost instantaneous. And she was afraid her tongue was going to get too small because, I mean, can you picture this? It's just shrinking in her mouth and getting smaller and smaller. And then when she realized that she was healed, she went home and she said with her mouth, "Mama." She had never said that clear, and her mother immediately knew that she had been healed because she couldn't say the word mama. And that's one of my favorite testimonies.
I love that testimony, and I was thinking how difficult that would be on anyone, but especially a woman or young gal, you know, growing up and not being able to talk right and feeling you've got this tongue that has to hang up or fill your mouth so that you can't even move. And I think how awful and degrading that could be on a person. And then through the love of Jesus and the fire of his love coming in and making it perfectly normal, how that must have made her feel. It's just awesome. I love it.
You know, Patricia, another thing that we didn't do it intentionally because we picked the best testimonies we could, but three of the testimonies happened to be medical doctors.
Oh, wow.
And your next to Jan, you have another favorite, Dr. Tom Renfro.
Right.
And Tom had a rare case, and he was an MD, and he had a rare case of lymphoma. No hope. He knew as a doctor.
Right.
Very amazing story. But he was convinced he'd be healed. So his wife videotaped him every day, and his body was getting worse and worse. The knots were forming on his body. It got so grotesque, she had to cover up all the mirrors so he couldn't look at himself. And they hung on the promises of, like, the 103rd Psalm that you read. He's healed all of my diseases. They hung on to those promises, and then he heard a voice from God, and the voice said, "Have chemotherapy." And he thought, well, the doctor, he's a doctor himself.
Right.
I'll die from the chemotherapy. He was so emaciated. He was so thin, and it wouldn't help him. The doctor said, don't have chemotherapy. But God told him. It made no sense in the natural. And if he wasn't going to die from the cancer, he was going to die from the chemotherapy. He said, I want it. The minute he had the chemotherapy went into his body, he was instantly healed.
Yeah.
All these lumps came off of him. Today, he's practicing medicine. There was no hope, medically speaking, and if anyone would know, it would be a medical doctor.
I have a friend right now who's in that exact same situation, and we're contending for their healing. Our God heals. And I'm going to actually be sending your book to them, and they're going to watch this testimony, this clip that we're doing today on this, because I believe that if God can do it for one, he can do it for everyone. Amen?
Like he wants to.
He wants
He's more desirous than we are.
And, you know, this thought came to me, you know, if you're watching right now and you have friends that are sick with a sickness, disease, or maybe a long-term illness, maybe dying of cancer, it's never too late. Even at the very last hour of life, God can intervene and turn everything around. We can make that connection point. We can get that breaker moment. This book will help tremendously because it'll build faith and courage and hope inside of those that are suffering and their families. And so it'll build faith. And I would highly recommend getting this for friends. I know that I'm mailing this to my friend today. I'm mailing it to my friend because they're in a very critical hour and God can come through, and he wants to come through, like you said, and he will come through in Jesus' name.
And the key with this Dr. Renfro was standing on God's word, but obedience.
Right.
And it didn't make any sense to his medical mind.
Right.
It blew his mind, so to speak. But the minute he was obedient to what God said.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the key, is obeying the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. And so once you hear that voice and respond to it, it puts power into action. My friend has chosen not to go with chemotherapy, and I'm not saying that it would be the will of God for them to go that route. But if God says so, then
that's the difference.
Then you do it, because in your natural mind, when you're all emaciated and you're just not feeling any strength, and the doctors have told you that there's no hope anyways, you think, well, why bother with chemo, you know? So they're trusting completely and 100% in the Lord Jesus Christ. But if the Lord Jesus Christ says, go take the chemo, then the chemo is going to have a good effect, because God is good. We're going to be right back, and we're going to have some prayer on this program. There's a miracle anointing here, especially for sickness and disease. And so if you know people that are sick right now, call them during this break, even get them to plug in, because there's going to be miracles released in this next while. And so gather people that you know together and get them in front of the screen, because there's going to be some big time miracles and creative miracles released on this program. We'll be right back.
What is the XP Web Church?
XP Web Church is an official congregation that connects through the internet.
Each Web Church member is assigned a web pastor, and they connect through email, telephone, and our online chat room.
Weekly personal contact, teaching, relational presentations.
Exclusive web clips and MP3s are all available to web members.
Patricia King, the XP team, youth and children's pastors, and friends of the ministry all contribute to make XP Web Church a rich spiritual experience.
XP Web Church also hosts an online chat room and social network for web members only. XP Web Church is international, 24/7, on demand. We're always here, no matter where you are in the world.
Quality personal and relational pastoral care, prayer covering, as well as solid teaching on kingdom values, Bible foundations, the Holy Spirit, the glory, and the supernatural.
Join today at xpwebchurch.com.
XP Web Church, filling the earth with His glory.
Have a good day.
You too.
Welcome back. Well, we are in the midst of an exciting time here, talking about the supernatural healing of the kingdom of God performed in the name of Jesus Christ. And, you know, Sid, there's throughout, you know, our recent church history, there have been healing revivalists. You know, there was a whole group of the Voice of Healing revivalists, and also one of the most well-known healing revivalists was Catherine Kuhlman. Tremendous anointing, and God wants to raise up His body to operate in that, not just one or two here or there, but He wants His whole body to operate in miracles of healing and words of knowledge and the releasing of His healing power. And so we're believing for an acceleration of that. But you, in your book...
Can I tell you a funny story about Catherine Kuhlman?
Sure.
She read this article that, when I was a brand new Jewish believer in Messiah, she read this article that was in a secular newspaper about me and booked me to do two TV shows. I hadn't even read the whole Bible. And she was so taken with me, because it was so unusual back then to be a Jewish believer in Jesus. She said, why don't you move to Pittsburgh and I want to personally mentor you.
But wow.
Now, dumbest thing I've ever done. Dumbest thing, Patricia, I have ever done. I thought to myself, now this woman looks weird, talks weird, acts weird, and she's only doing what the Bible says. What's the big deal?
Right.
And I can tell you, I personally haven't seen a ministry like hers,
right,
since. And in my book, one of the healings occurred under Catherine Coleman. Let me tell you about her. Her name is Dolores Winder. Dolores had a disease where her bones were so brittle, they were break. She had to be in a body cast. She went down to 73 pounds. She was in such pain that they have a special surgery where they burn the nerves in the brain so that you don't have pain. Now, they're not going to do this because it's not a reversible surgery unless they know that you're going to die. They burned them in her brain so she could be pain-free. And a friend of hers told her to go to the Catherine Coleman meeting. She didn't believe in Catherine Coleman. She thought Catherine Coleman was a phony, was a fraud.
Right.
And so she went to the meeting.
It's amazing how many people went to Catherine Coleman meetings to prove that she was a heretic.
And they're the ones that ended up being healed.
They ended up getting healed. I think that's so funny.
So she got so angry at Catherine Coleman because she saw Catherine Coleman pushing people down.
Yeah.
She thought.
At least
it was
she
the
thought,
spirit.
Yeah.
Right. It was the spirit of God. And so she wanted to leave. So she's getting her things together. And one of Catherine Coleman's workers said to her, go into the restroom, take your body cast off, you're healed. And she got furious with this person. But she did it for some reason. She takes her body cast off. She feels heat going down her legs. There's no feeling because there's no pain because of the burning of the brain, of the nerve endings in the brain. Instantly starts running. Funny story, she's a Bible teacher. She now, after she's healed, she goes back to teaching the Bible, and someone just brushes against her, and they fall over in the spirit.
Wow.
The thing she thought was phony is now happening to her.
God has a sense of humor. And I love the way he disciplines sometimes. It's like in a totally different way than we might do it. But I love it. Don't you just love that?
But I absolutely believe what you said. I believe, although I missed it, that mentoring, that anointing is coming back.
Right, it is coming back. In fact, I just believe that many of you right now have been prepared. You've been studying the healing scriptures. You've been spoken to by Holy Spirit into your heart personally about growing in faith to heal the sick. God's looking for a whole company of people like Catherine Coleman and like other healing evangelists who just had that faith measure to see all the sick healed. And so, Lord, we just release the blessing on that anointing right now and believe, Lord God, that you're empowering believers. In fact, someone's starting to feel tingling on your hands. You're starting to feel it. In fact, someone's starting to see sparkles coming up on your hands. All of a sudden, they're appearing on your hands. That is a sign of what God's calling you to. It says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And God wants to use you to do the works of the Son. Jesus said that he who believes in me will do the works that I do. And so you're going to do the works that did even greater works because he's gone to the Father. And so rise up in faith and go out and activate that anointing right now. That's part of it. You have to believe it and then activate it.
Well, you know, as you're talking about the hands, I feel that same thing, that same tingling in my hands. There's two reasons that this would occur. One reason is God is healing you, but there's even a greater reason. Your hands are tingling because the anointing of God for healing is in your hands, and you've got to start praying for people. I am seeing so many people as I walk to restaurants and as I go into stores, and I'm just praying for people, and I'm seeing them healed, but the purpose of the healing isn't even the healing. The purpose of the healing is to demonstrate that the kingdom of God has come, and you can now know the King. I mean, God has plan A for evangelism.
Amen.
Plan A is demonstrate the kingdom.
Amen.
And then introduce them to
Amen.
The King. We've been using plan B, C,
yeah.
D, Z.
And pizza parlors.
Yeah,
pizza parties.
And movies and videos, yeah. And it's time to demonstrate
Come
the kingdom.
On. I know that we were out on the street just recently, and we're working with healing miracles and that, and one miracle happened, then another miracle happened, and then all of a sudden we had a crowd. We didn't have to send out any notice of a meeting. We didn't have to make flyers or anything like that. They just came because the kingdom manifests.
It's, going back to my book, Supernatural Healing, There is another person that I interviewed, Dr. John Miller. He's the one that had the original revelation on communion that Perry Stone then wrote,
this.
The Meal That Heals and other, and other things that he did. This doctor has a revelation on communion that I've never seen before. For instance, he says that just as medicine in the natural is progressive, the minute you take your pill, you're not relieved of your problems. He says communion should be progressive. And every time you take communion, you're a little more healed. And he also recommends taking communion daily.
Yeah.
He also says that you should only go to a priest for communion. And what he means by that is, according to the Bible, everyone that believes in Jesus is a priest.
Amen.
So therefore, everyone can take communion in their home, in their office, wherever. And
Jesus is our high priest of our confession. So
of course.
We can
But somehow we get our religious hat on and we think that only a pastor or only a priest can do communion. But we're all saints. We're all priests. We have the priest within us, the rabbi within us.
You know, I'm getting re-stirred because, like, I did for a season take communion at home every single day. And I would remember covenant. I said, God, I'm remembering covenant through the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the benefits, just like it said in Psalm 103, I remember the benefits of that covenant. And blessing would come. And it would manifest so quickly. Now, I kind of got out of the habit of that every day, but I'm getting re-stirred. But your testimony in here is really powerful, so continue on.
It's, well, we're coming into, and most of the prophets are seeing, we're coming into some treacherous times in the United States of America. And some people are talking about storing food, and some people are about storing money. I want to store the Word of God.
Come on.
I don't want to be in fear. I want to be in faith. And I think that you should store something, the elements for communion. Be sure to store that. Also, there's another chapter on the 91st Psalm. And do you know, Patricia, that every problem that could happen to man is covered in the 91st Psalm?
Wow. That's powerful. Powerful. So what will happen if you decree the 91st Psalm every day then over your body?
Well, I recommend not only decree it, but personalize it and say it out loud. That's what decree is. As a matter of fact, a lot of Christians miss this, but the meditation of God's Word is so important. Meditate means to speak it out loud.
To mutter it.
And to mutter it, but to say it out loud. And what we do is we just read it, but the whole world was created with the spoken Word of God.
Right.
So our bodies can be transformed by the spoken Word of God. So my prescription for you is read the 91st Psalm every day out loud, personalized to yourself, and go over a few sentences. Well, those angels are going to be all around you with long life. You're going to be satisfied. I mean, no weapon formed against you will prosper, and take communion every day, and that'll be better than anything else you can store.
You know, you have a very well-defined and powerful media call on your life and a media anointing. Unlike any I know, really, it's very unique, it's awesome, and things happen. People's faith gets so built up through you. But in the area of healing, it's so transferable. I remember one night we were watching a program in our living room with a bunch of friends and that, and the evangelist was ministering healing over the television. And Shirley Ross, our producer of this program, was in there, and she'd had tennis elbow for, I think it was 8 years, and she's an athlete, so she was like really restricted because of this infirmity, and she wasn't happy about it. And she's sitting in the meeting, or sitting in the living room, just watching it over the television, and all of a sudden her elbow starts to tingle, and within moments was a miracle of healing, and it's healed to this very day. We're going to right now minister healing power as we wrap up this program, because I'm getting words of knowledge. And God's not restricted. You don't have to be in someone's presence to have them lay hands on you. It can be transmitted over airwaves, or if you're watching on your computer even. I tell you, there's a miracle anointing right now, supernatural healing, and it's being released and loosed right now in Jesus' name. Someone's bursitis is being healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command all that inflammation to go right now. There you go. Now start moving your shoulders, and you'll notice that the pain, the discomfort, the tightness in that muscle and in the joints is gone because Jesus has touched you.
And you know what? Some of you say, oh, I wish Patricia or Sid would have the word of my condition. I have something better. By his stripes, you were healed. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. He's forgiven all of my sins, healed all of your diseases. Just reach out. It's yours. Take it now.
What is the XP Web Church?
XP Web Church is an official congregation that connects through the internet.
Each Web Church member is assigned a web pastor, and they connect through email, telephone, and our online chat room.
Weekly personal contact, teaching, relational presentations.
Exclusive web clips and MP3s are all available to web members.
Patricia King, the XP team, youth and children's pastors, and friends of the ministry all contribute to make XP Web Church a rich spiritual experience.
XP Web Church also hosts an online chat room and social network for web members only. XP Web Church is international, 24/7, on demand. We're always here, no matter where you are in the world.
Quality personal and relational pastoral care, prayer covering, as well as solid teaching on kingdom values, Bible foundations, the Holy Spirit, the glory, and the supernatural.
Join today at xpwebchurch.com.
XP Web Church, filling the earth with His glory.
There is such a presence of God in this studio. Someone's neck has just been healed. Someone's back has just been healed. And when I pray this ancient prayer from the scriptures that God said to Moses, pray over the Jewish people, I believe you are going to receive the same blessings that God intended for the Jewish people. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit. Someone's head is being healed. Migraines are gone. Anything you need in the head, in the back area, it's yours. The Lord bless you and keep you and cause his countenance to shine upon you, be gracious to you, and grant you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. I keep hearing head. Something is going on in someone's head right now. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.